Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation has complained to the Health and Safety Authority about conditions in the makeshift emergency department at University Hospital Galway. This comes after revelations last week that four nurses resigned their posts in protest at what they claimed were unsafe conditions for staff and patients in Galway's temporary emergency department. Well, for more on this, we'll be talking in just a moment with Anne Burke, who is Industrial Relations Officer with the INMO in the Western Region. But first, we received lots and lots of texts and emails from nursing staff to the programme after we discussed on Monday about protests in Connolly Hospital, where there are similar concerns about staffing. And we voiced up some of those texts that we got to the show. Here's just a flavour of them.
I work in the health service in a clinical capacity. Our severely understaffed team of three is now down to one. There are very bad conditions and no appreciation. The goal of management is to work us to the bone, and when we can take it no more and quit, then we're replaced by agency staff with even worse conditions.
I'm a healthcare assistant and cover for absent nurses regularly, even though I'm not a nurse. Management only care that they have correct amount of staff on the ward. All departments are running short-staffed every day.
I am a nurse and work in a Southside specialist hospital, and at times we have two nurses and one carer for anything between 26 to 28 patients. I came back from Australia to be near family. There the maximum ratio of nurses to patients is 1-4. Please stop creating more nursing admin jobs. Put nurses on the wards. Seriously thinking of resigning after 26 years.
I work in a children's hospital and we are crippled due to lack of nurses and a marked increase in presentation of very sick children in the emergency department. We are at peak winter numbers of patients. There are no nurses to recruit from.
We are expected to pretend everything is fine and there is no issue with staffing and recruitment. Management's solution is to set up a few mindfulness classes within the hospital that we cannot attend as we are too busy. The truth of the matter is there are so many layers of management that spend their days going to meetings to justify their roles.
I work in a hospital in the south. Nurses are leaving at a huge rate. The health service is in a very serious state and it is all played down. It's actually a crisis. And we can't say anything or we will face disciplinary measures.
And that is just some of the texts and emails from nursing staff to the programme that we got after our discussion on Monday. Well, we're joined now by Anne Burke, who's Industrial Relations Officer with the INMO in the Western Region. And just to note, we did request a statement from the Seilte Group and or a spokesperson, and we are waiting a response from that. Anne, firstly, how do you react to those stories that we heard there from some of the people who contacted the programme?
Well, Sarah, unfortunately, we have to say that the narrative that we heard there from nurses and health professionals is nothing new to the INMO. This is an everyday narrative that we hear from our members. Unfortunately, it has increased, incrementally as the months have gone on. Our members are fatigued. They have given their all during the COVID. They have been flexible and adaptable to no end. And they find themselves now, as the pandemic progressed, and they found themselves, burnt out on many occasions, very little support, and expected to maintain the same level of service with the depleted workforce. And that is simply untenable.
Can you explain to us what is happening specifically at the temporary emergency department in University Hospital Galway?
So the Green Stream, or the non-COVID emergency department, was created at the start of COVID, in line with all other emergency departments. So this is where patients who would present to the emergency department would be checked by what they call the staff nurse and would be deemed fit to go to the Green Stream or the non-COVID ED. And this area is it's removed from the existing emergency department. That the configuration and the layout of that department is certainly not conducive to timely observation of patients. For instance, and let me be, I suppose, very clear about what's happening for our members, there are patients sitting on raised skirting boards, on corridors with glass to their backs, on cold corridors. They're sitting on chairs holding their drip stands, falling asleep holding a drip stand. There are trolleys upon trolleys lined up, and indeed some of them parked across access and egress points of the department. And I suppose this is all in the face of Saoirse declaring last June 2020, as a matter of fact, that we will never go back to the old situation of overcrowding and congestion. That was the statement by Saoirse, by the clinical director in Saoirse, in June 2020, and yet our members find themselves in the most horrendous, unacceptable, unprofessional settings, which definitely defy all health and safety regulations.
Have you seen anything, Anne, like this before, you know, pre-pandemic? Is this sort of where we were at, or is it worse?
Well, you see, the difficulty here, Sarah, is that our members who are working in this green COVID, that those nurses came from a non-ED background. And just to be clear, they have demonstrated such a degree of flexibility. They have taken on roles that they probably never envisaged that they would take on themselves. And yet they have stepped up to the mark. They've taken on training to work in an emergency department when they never did. But it's not just even the specifics or the speciality about ED. Their issue is that they are expected to care and provide care and observe and monitor patients that they cannot even see. So if I could just draw an analogy for you, some of the department is shaped like the letter Z. And that is where patients are, their on trolleys are parked, literally. So if you have a low number of nurses, a reduced number of nurses inside in a clinical area, they cannot possibly observe patients out in a corridor. They're way out of their direct vision. So and certainly does not make for safe care.
No, it doesn't sound safe, certainly, or it makes it very difficult to provide safe care in that situation. I know, as you say, you complained to HICWA. What can they do you think, or what do you hope they'll do?
Well, we've referred this matter to the Health and Safety Authority, to be clear. To the Health and Safety Authority, on the grounds that our members were citing incredible situations, not just about short staffing. And that is an essential core issue that our members are concerned about. However, they're concerned when there are trolleys parked across doorways. They're concerned when either staff or patients cannot access bathrooms or toilets because they're blocked with trolleys. Mm. They're concerned when they're trying to manoeuvre trolleys that are lined down the middle of a thoroughfare that is supposed to be only designed for walking but is occupied by trolleys. So they're trying to negotiate trolleys in a tight space and running the risk of injuring people. So there are a huge amount of concerns. In addition to all of that, there is not alone the physical burnout, but there's the psychological burnout for our members also.
I know, after the pandemic, and we have heard from nurses about that. I know there have been reports in the local media that there are efforts to fill the nursing positions. And as I said, we did ask for a statement or a spokesperson to speak to us from Saoirse, and we haven't had anything as of yet. But if we do get it, we'll bring it to you before the end of the programme. For now, we'll have to leave it there. Anne Burke, Industrial Relations Officer with the INMO in the Western Region. Thank you very much for speaking to us. Earlier in the programme also, we were talking to the INMO about problems in the emergency department there. They're very concerned, nurses in the emergency department in University Hospital Galway, about the safety, they say, of what is happening in the emergency department there. Well, we have a statement in from the Saoirse University Healthcare Group, which is involved in running that department, and it says the current emergency department at UHG is unfit for purpose. It involves patients being regularly cared for on corridors and in general impacts negatively on the hospital's ability to meet national targets in relation to wait times for patients in emergency departments due to the inability to effectively streamline patients. It says the proposed emergency department will be configured in a way that provides maximum opportunity to address the anticipated and unrecognised elements of future emergency medicine provision and also the evolution of services in the context of hospital groups. The proposed six-floor block encompasses an emergency department and women and children's department for University Hospital Galway to address existing infrastructural deficits. Now, I suppose this is the crunch point. It says this new facility could potentially be ready in mid-2026. An interim emergency department is currently being developed on the UHG site. And I suppose that is really what matters. What is that interim emergency department going to look like, and will the new facility be ready by mid-2026? It's a story we will keep an eye on.